Beis Amud Aleph, we're at the top. We are holding, we were discussing yesterday, we had very geshmak, cheshbin, the Gemara, we had the three different types of mitzvahs, taglachas, and we learned all the different mekaris. Now, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah and the Goyim, and we learned some geshmak and shaylas about Giluach. So, Zuk the Gemara, Omar Mar. Again, we had said that the three types of taglachas are what? Nozer, Mitzayra, and the Leviim in the Midbar. So for Kulon, Shegilchu Shalei Bitar, any of them who are Megaleach Shalei Bitar, or Yishishayru Shtei Saris, or they have two hairs remaining, so the Halach is, Le'osav Le'klom. It's not considered, they weren't Yoytza their mitzvah of Giluach. So Zik Yomara, Marvach, Beit Yerviko, Zaysi Meretz, this, we see a very interesting Halach over here. We ask, right away, we all asked this kasha when we learned this halacha, and we didn't have a teretz. The Gemara is going to get into it now. L'chair, what happened to Roiv? Why do you have to cut off every single hair? What kind of halacha is that? So Zik the Gemara, you see from here, how do you see that? The Goli Rachmana, the Torah says, Gabi Nozer, it says, V'gilach Reisha, he should shave off his head, and then it says, B'yayim HaShvi Yigalchenu, it says after, again, B'yayim HaShvi Yigalchenu. So this is going on a nozer, which is tameh. Again, we discuss all the time. You have the three type of naziris of taglachas, right? Taglachas of tumah, taglachas of daira, and taglachas of beisr, right? So this is going on taglachas of tumah. The pasuk says when he finishes, what does he do? Gilach roishay, and then it also says by yom hashvi galchenu. It's redundant. Why are you saying it twice? Hacha udat ikar kuloi. So we're saying in Tavka over here, there's a rebuke to tell me that you have to take a shave off every hair, but Haba Alma, everywhere else, you wouldn't need that rebuke. Why? Because Rubai Kekuloi. So we're bringing him a car, interestingly enough. Hopefully everybody here knows, of course, Rebelli knows, cause, and you also learned Basav Chalav, knows that what Achiram Lahasais, right? That's how we know Raif, right? That's Beferish of Pasik is Achiram Lahasais. But the Tino is another Makar of the Din Raif. Again, what's the Makar? The fact that we're saying over here, two psukim is a ribui that you have to cut off all the different hairs, vice dies, that everywhere else you would say right. Fake the Gemara, mask of law. Yeah, okay, this is then a Ruba Gigulai. Okay, yeah, okay, Suk the Gemara, mask of law, Rabbi Yezib Reb Chanino. He has the Kasha. The kash is, I mean, those atomics, if those psukim are going in other tummy. So how can you bring me a rayo to giluach bitahairo, right, again, which is the giluach that you do, soif on naziris, when you finish your naziris and you put that hair, tachazadon, how do you know that you have to cut off all the hairs? Who says that it's loyal to like cloth? You only have psukim in regards to a nose atomic. It's like the Gemara. So that's our Purim reference. They laughed in Marova. So usually laughing in Marova, the Gemara is very complicated. Right? The Gemara always wants to know what were the chuchas. It's always very complicated. Gemara, this one taka is not. But they said they laughed in Eretz Yisrael. It's such a kasha. That's not a kasha. So he's not offended. It's offensive. You're laughing at a kasha, so you need a hesber. What exactly what the chuchas are. But either way, the Maisa, they laughed at this kasha. And they said, Mechdi, Nozer, Tomei, Debitar, you know, if you remember from the Gemaras that we learned the last few days, we had very complicated Gemaras that we learned, how do you know that you have to do it Bitar? How do you know you have to do it with a razor? And the Gemara brought a pasuk. Yeah, what was the Machlekes?
Between Rabbanan and Rabbanan.
Look at him showing off. Yeah, so on Lamites, Omed Beis and Av Mem, with the Machlekes, with the Rabbanan, very good. Oh, how are you going to learn out of the Pasuk of Tar Liyav Bereishit? So Machlokes is exactly how you're going to learn out, but either way, that's a Pasuk of Iser Nozer, right? That's the Taglachas Be'iser, Tar Liyav Bereishit, it should never go on his head. And what do we learn from there? We learn that the Giluach B'Tahayro, the one that you do at the end of the Naziris, has to be B'Tar. So Zvik Yomar, the same way, Ma, Tomek, Yishayu, Shtei Sara, so, sorry, Minozatar Yalov, Leilav Nezatar, Leilav Minozatomic. Ma Tomek, Yishayu, Shtei Sara, Zvoi Klomavan, Hachanami Kim Shayu, Shtei Sara, Zvoi Klomavan. So, the same way that you learn Tar, out of the Isser Nazir to Taglashes Metahira, so too you can learn over here in the Psukim, which are going on Tumah, you can learn them also that you have to have all the hairs. You're learning also too Taglashes of Tahira, that it could be all the hairs of Mimelo, you don't have a kasha. Again, one more time. So what's the Makar that you know that you have to cut all the hairs? Because the Pasuk says we have two Psukim. The Psukim are redundant, even though it's going on Taglashes of Tumah. Right, the entire process that one has to do, he has to do by Yim HaShvi Galchenu V'Gilach Roishoi. The fact that there was a Rebbe, he said it twice, tells me you don't say Rubai Kekulei, which was important for us also, because that's a Makar in Kol HaTorah Kulei, you do say Rubai Kekulei. But also, what are we saying? We're learning that onto Taglachas the Tahira, right? The one that you do at the end of the Nazir process. One shaves his head. I faith the Gemara, who says you have to do all them? That's only Nozer the Tomari learn out to Tyra. The Gemara said, that's not a problem. We know that you learn out by Tar, you learn out Tar of Toma to Tyra, so to be here, you could learn it out, not a problem. Yeah, good, Clark. Zuk the Gemara, boy, Abayo. Abayo, clear to Geshmak Yeshayla. Nozer, so again, what's the locha? You have to shave off your entire head. Right, there was a rebuy from the Psukim. Now the Gemara wants to know what's considered shaving off your whole head. He's the guy with the comb over with just two hairs. Right, he left over only two hairs. Nobody should be offended. Multiple people should be offended. Either way, so it says, no one's offended. Okay, good. It's not a head to embarrass people. Either way, Nozer, Shekila, it's been hafachu. We're not going to make fun of anyone tonight. Yeah, so it's like the Gemara. So we're going to try. So Nozer, Shekila, Vashir, Seisaris. Another that's Megaleach, and he leaves over two hairs. So, and then Samach Roshi. Now the hairs start to grow back. So V'chaz of Gilchan, but he knew which two hairs, right? He had the two that were much longer than the others. So what did he do? He had that comb over. Ma'o Ma'akvi. We want to know if he goes ahead now and he cuts those two hairs. So do you say that's not called Giluach because you have to cut each hair? Oi, lawyer, do you say, since Saif, now he cut each hair that was there for Shas Naziris, Memelo, that's going to be considered Giluach. One more time. Do you need Giluach has to be on the entire set of your hair, or the entire head at that time? Or even if I cut almost all of them, I left over two, but now I cut those two, that's enough, because Saif, you cut all the hairs. So the Gemara.
If a guy loses his hair within the 30 days, I'm just crazy shadow.
You're saying if a guy has a piece here.
Asking our friend.
What?
Now he loses his hair.
Well, how did he lose it? We discussed
recently. Whatever. I don't know. Now we can't cut it.
Well, we discussed that. If he has alopecia, then Yitaka probably would have a real problem. If somebody shaves it, he's going to treatment. He's going to treatment. A good to Shiloh. Honestly, I was calling him today. Didn't I?
Is this saying can you do Gila like the Sirugan?
Yes. Yeah, very good. Yes. Very good. He's going to Megillah reference over here. For those who didn't, he's just showing off. Guy shows up in here and comes showing off. Yeah, so Zikti Gemara, Boi Rova. Boi Rova knows the Shagil, because somebody's got to show him back up, because he's going to embarrass us over here. Yeah, so Zikti Gemara, Boi Rova. Knows the Shagilach, V'iniach, Shetzaris. Let's say a guy left over two hairs. So Gilach Achaz, V'inoshra Achaz. Now he cuts one, and the last one falls off, Nebuch. So Mao, do you say at the time of Giluach, he only cut one hair, Mamela, it's no good? Or do you say, Saif, each hair fell out, so Mamela, he has no hairs left, and if he has no hairs left, that's called a Giluach. So, that's not a Shiloh. I'll tell you why that's not a Shiloh, because Giluach, Sarah, can be boiling the rubble. Let's say you go to a very fancy barber, so I don't know if you know, but there's some people that cut the grass probably over there in Muncie, they cut it by hand, right? Each strand of grass, they come over with a clippers, and they cut them one by one, right? They don't do like a lawnmower. So this, because there's so little grass. There's so little grass. Either way, right? So they cut it one by the fancy people. They cut each one on its own. One blade, he calls it. Yeah, so either way. So if you cut each grass, let's say the same thing with the hair. Let's say a guy got a haircut, one hair each at a time. So what would be the halacha? That's pashin. You would be called that's a giluach. So now you're going to tell me because you cut one and then you let one over and that fell out, that wouldn't be giluach. Why should it have any difference of a din? So Omar Le, you're right. So Elohim, sorry, noshra achas and gilach as
well. Falls out, you're saying.
What?
Falls out.
All of them? I'm not sure I agree with
that's
that.
That's at the end, though. He's asking the middle.
Then you handle Gilach. Elo, Emo, Zik, Yomor, Noshra, Achas, and Gilach. What if it's Fakir? What if one fell out and now you only have one hair left. So how do you view the mitzvah giluach? When I cut, does it have to be that it's for at least two hairs in order to cut? Or no, as long as all the hairs are out, and I cut something, so saif, there's no hair, mamilo, it's considered a giluach. Omar lei, so they said back to him, giluach enkan, sar enkan. There's no giluach and there's no sar. For the Gemara, that makes no sense. He's sar enkan, then giluach ishkan. So the Gemara says, hachi gomar, afa pisha sar enkan, la maisa mitzvah giluach enkan. You didn't have a mitzvah, and mamilo, Memelo, you were not Mekayim with only one hair, and therefore, what do you have to do? You have to wait for a new growth of 30-day hair in order to have the Din Mitzvah Giluach, which we had many times. Again, so Klar, so what do we do? We established the halacha. First, we said that how do we know the halacha was? You have to cut all the hairs. How do we know you have to cut all the hairs? That was the Pesukim. We had a Ribi Akro. The Pesuk says twice, V'yirach Reishim V'yim Eshvi Galchenu. Then we had Gishmak Yishailas from Abaya. Abaya wanted to know if you left over two and then you cut the other two later, what would be? Then Rava Klar Yishailo, what if you were Nishra Achas and Gila Achas? What did that have? A Dina Giluach? We're saying it doesn't have a Dina Giluach. So Zuk the Gemara, Zuk the Mishnah Baitim. Nozir, so again, a Nozir has to be very careful not to cut out any of his hair. What if he uses a brush or a comb over or something and he ends up causing himself to lose hair? Is that a problem? So we all know we're going to get there in a minute. That's going to be the next issue. Today's done. So
is it an issue if he does it b'shegig?
Yeah, exactly. Or let's not call it b'shegig, let's call it d'vashegig miskavin. Yeah, we'll get more into that. So it's Vavuster, Baron Leib. Anybody saw pictures of Baron Leib? Used to have poles, right? Why? They used to crack off. Why? Because one time he took out a hair on Shabbos out of his beard, even though l'cher it's not a problem, but he was mekabel never to touch his beard again, right? You don't know?
I know this was sold for a lot of money.
Okay. It really was sold? With the pants, he's saying. No, it was taken down, the beard. Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah. Is that really true? Okay, so
they sold his beard.
So funny? You don't buy used game worn jerseys from Cal Ripken over here? So it's so funny to buy his beard? I'm not joking. I mean it's not probably a bazillion times. You think it's a bazillion? Okay, we're going right there. Yeah? So Nazir Chayfe. What? Chas v'shalom, havdol. I'm saying if you would pay money for your losing French team in the World Cup, even you would still pay for their jersey. Coach, can you just pay for Baron Lake? So let's go. Very good. It's because we finished him before the dot. We're going right there. Next mishnah. Yeah, Nazir Chayfe will be fast face of Aloy Seir. So the halacha is a nazir is allowed to be chayfev or mefasfez. He's allowed to brush and he's allowed to scrub. He's allowed to scrape shampoo. Right here you go. This is your shiloh. He's allowed to do chafifa. He's allowed to do shampoo in his hair. But they used to say that the head and shoulders, they used to say made buff and bald, and buff and believe that made him bald, so maybe that would be a problem. But normally, you're supposed to do...
Downdraft.
Very good. Okay. Nozer, you're not holding because you didn't come. What should we tell you? Nozer, chayfev. So it's from the shayfev.
It's a long story.
Okay, let's go. Nachum on the Mishnah. Yeah, Nozer, chayfev. Nozer could use shampoo and phosphate. And he's also allowed to put his hands through his hair. There's a lot of brush over here, over his hair. I have a light cyric. But he can't separate his hairs with a comb. So, Zukti Yamara, Chayfez, Mefazfez. What he could do is, he could shampoo and he could use his hand. Why, man? He was going like it's going according to Bshimini. Da'amar, Dover, Shin, Mitzkavim, Motor. Right? We know a famous Bshimini, Machlokes, Bshimini, Yehuda. We had them in Ksubi, Staff, hey?
Sure.
We had him. You okay, Gidon? You have a kasha? Sure. Yeah, we had him in Ksuba's Daf Hey, and we had the klal over here. What's mechudish over here is Dovah Sheinim Miskavin. Dovah Sheinim Miskavin is not a local din. A person might think Dovah Sheinim Miskavin is a din only in Hilchas Shabbos, but what you see is okay. I know all you guys are big Talmid Chacham, but some of the clowns around the room might not be as big of a Talmid Chacham as others, and we're trying to tell them that there's a mosik of Dovah Sheinim Miskavin, is a machloik is not just in Hilchas Shabbos, but it's a kol Torah kula. So here we're handling nazir, and you might knock out a hair. There's still a mosik of Dovah Sheinim Miskavin. So Zik Demar Mani Yom Shemini Dovah Sheinim Miskavin Moter. But what do we say? Have a leisarek. But what you can't use is, you can't use a brush, right? Faith the Gemara, understand. Why not? A son of Rabbanan. Who's the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan is Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who hold all the Shinim is Kavan is Osir. Right, again. Machlok is Shinim in a second. So Gemara Reisha Reb Shimin, the Sefer Rabbanan. We clear one more time. Let's get clear. The Mishnah said you could do shampoo and you could use her hand even though you might not get a hair of a nozzle. But what can you do? You can't use a brush. What's the difference? Either way, it's Sofa Shem Mizgavi. So Gemara Marabo, Kula Reb Shimini, and Kula Seirik, if you're using a brush, it's Lahasir Nimim in Dudolis Mizgavi. You're having Kavana to knock out your hair, or like other Rishonim learned, like Rebelli wanted to learn, that it's psikiresha, but like almost it's a psikiresha. If you use a brush, you're zikher gonna knock out hair, which comes into Hilcha Shabbos, right? Okay, fine. So that's sugya number two. We move on. Seems like some people used to put some type of dirt in their hair. So Rabbi Shimon says, lo yochav ba'adam, neshama sheres is a seir. You can't do that. Because it zikr knocks out your hair, and that's already a psikresha. So clear to Gemara, Shai lo yibayilu mnei shehi masheres as aser tanan. Is it because it knocks out the hair? Or idumo mimnei hamasheres tanan? Or is it a gzeira because one might come to knock out his hair? So Gemara, minav kaminokyu and ikadom the leimaser. Let's say you have some product from the ground that is not guaranteed to knock out your hair. Yeah, mimnei shehi masheres tanan. If you say Rogan helps it grow.
It's like a grumma, I
said. Oh, it's a grumma. Yes, I
know. Downdraft.
Sorry, so Zik Gemara. Hey, I'm it. That's how. That's what I use. Yes, so Zik Gemara. Yeah, I'm Ibn Nishima, Sheretznan. If you tell me, Ibn Nishima, Sheretznan, Hechidin, Loy Masro, Shapir, if you know it's not going to fall out, then it's not a problem. Yeah, I'm Ibn Nishima, well, if you're going to tell me it's because then one might come. One might come to actually pull out his hair. Well, then that you might use a different type of dirt that pulls out the hair. Well, then klal klal loy. Then you can't use any type of dirt, any cup of dirt. Num, you can't use none. Not num. You can use any cup of dirt because any cup of dirt is going to be a problem because it's a gzeira. You might come to use. This, you might come to use another type of dirt that might actually take out there. Are we clear?
Yeah.
One more time. So let's just chazer over the three sugyas because then we get into a totally different sugya. We had sugya number one, discussed how you know you have to cut off all the hairs. How do we know that from the Ribi Akro? We had a biggest site in Kol HaTorah Kula, how you know right. Then we got into, we asked the Shiloh, what do you mean? How could you learn out? That's Nozir of Tumah you link to Tyre. He said, well, why is that a problem? We know Tyre. You learned also like that, so why can't you learn the other way as well? Right? Good. So then we cleared to Shiloh, what about the different types of haircuts? Let's say you left over two hairs and one fell out and then you cut one. That we said, L'chairo, Afa Pishaseir Enkan, but L'maisa Mitzvah Giluach Enkan. Then we said, Nozir Choyfeifu Mephasfis Avalisarik. He can use shampoo, he can use his fingers, but he can't use a brush. We want to know, what do you mean? Chayr, if you hold Davashem Skavin is mutter, what's the difference? So the Gemara said that the Chayr, the Seifa, is going Davashem Skavin is usher. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we threw that out there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, see, we're busy looking at the Taisus, I guess. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rabbi Kula Reb Shimini and Nor Vos called Seirik, is either Taka doing it in order to knock out a hair, or we said that was, like Eli wanted to tie down like the other Rishonim, that his dog Rishon Miskavin, he's zicher gonna end up knocking out a hair.
Except psikresha, but then it comes into whether Nichalei.
Exactly, he's zicher gonna knock out the hair because of psikresha.
That's not what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry, we'll check the recording after. Sorry, I meant psikresha. Are they the same thing?
Right,
hey, oh, they're not? You're so clear? You're so clear?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Davish and Miskavin is a higher level of Davish and Miskavin is a psikresha. You're not holding. I thought you were super smench. Okay, well, on the left. Exactly. What is Davish and Miskavin? What is psikresha?
Rogan?
What is psikresha? Not for now. Okay, that's not holding. Maybe better Suda. Maybe better Suda will handle it. Okay,
when does the not making fun of start?
This is not making fun. This is written and learned. So then we had one more sugya. The sugya was a person can't use Adama because it's Masheris as Haseir. The Gemara wanted to know, is it that it for sure is, or it's a Gzeira? We said, Nafkamin is if you have Adama, it doesn't knock out the hair. Clark, now we get into a little bit more complicated of a sukkah. So zukta mishnah. Nozer shayyeh shayseh kolayim. We've had this 100 times. If you don't know this, you don't have to leave, but you got to get the heck up out of here. Nozer shayyeh shayseh yayin kolayim. He's chayev alach. He's only chayev one. Amr lo yal tishteh al tishteh. However, if they gave him double asroyeh, and who shayseh chayev kolachas lachas. Hoy megaleach kolayim. What if he's megaleach the entire day and he chayev alachas? Amr lo yal tikaleach al tikaleach. They tell him don't cut. Who megaleach? And he does it anyways, then he's chayev al kol achas v'achas. The guy is all day, and he chayev. So zukti gemara, itmar, omar, rabba. So it's just one second here. We'll make the whole sukkah lechter. Yeah, so there's two ways. Do anybody knows how you can become Thomas Mace?
Touching.
Maga or oil. Is there a different level of Tumah of Maga and oil?
Maga.
What? You don't think so?
I would think touching is probably worse.
If so, the difference is going to be if somebody touches a mace, who's touching the mace, so if Reuven touches Shimon, who's touching a mace, he's going to have a din of Avatum. While he's touching the mace, he's going to have a din Avatum. But you made a mistake because you're a Kayin, this is not a gay to you, I know. But otherwise, it would have been either way, so that's exactly. Great word. He can be a conduit to cause a Rishon, to cause an Avatum as well. Right? However, if you're an oil, if it's only an oil, then you wouldn't say that. So look to Mishnah. Look to Gemara. Is it the same tumah? Could you be over two isurim? What do you hold? Machloikis. Interesting, right? If you have tumah's mace, you touch the mace, and then you're a matam of oil. So are you going to, do you have two isurim? So I think, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a tzad and lumdus over here, that there's a separate, we're going to have a tzad that you are, so that there's a din not to come into the house on the mace. It's not mitzvah toya in the tumah itself.
That's ridiculous.
Well, there's for sure a shita that you're going to be tummy. Yeah, the iser layava is not tied to you becoming tummy.
So once I go in and I touch the mace, there's a
if you go, if you touch the mace anyway, and then you walk into the house of an or fakir, or you did the other way. Either way, whichever way you did, is there a separate iser for the nozer?
No, I mean, versus.
I would say.
Right, yeah. Let's say you touched the mace, then you went to oil. You went to oil, and then you touched the mace. What? I'm not asking, are you tummy twice? I'm asking, you have Issa. Are you over to Yisurim? Are you clear on this map? I don't think you're close.
Your tummy mace.
Chevra, there's. Okay.
If I touch a mace, that's.
Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay. And here's the obvious chiluk pashtus for all the people that are smarter than the Gemara. It says lo yitama, but it also says lo yavoy. Right? It says you shall not come into a house with a mace. So lo yavoy could be an independent itzer than the tumah. It's not. He says, okay. So it's Gemara, itmar, omar rab, omar rabuna. Mikrim mole, diber hakosav. The Torah spoke in mikrim mole. Because lo yavoy, imar loch ha-bachah, it says lo yitama le'ed bim maysom. And then it also says al nefesh mace, lo yavoy. What does that come to tell me? Zog to Rabbo Omar Avuno Lazira al Tumo Lazira Labio. To come to tell me that if one is muzer on a tumo, if he ends up having avoy into the house, he's going to have a separate answer as well. So vice versa, you will. That's Taira Hepech. That's Balbais, right? And Mameila Yitaka, you're going to have two isur. Yeah, you're gonna have, and you're gonna end up having double malchus. Avo tumah v'tumah loy. However, if a guy touches a mace and then touches the mace again, then like the Baal Batim one of Taina, then Taka. Oh, he didn't touch anything and he didn't do anything. I set you up and said that you're coming into the house. What?
And immediately an answer restart, so it's like a. Why is he getting penalized again for the same thing? The Nazir's effectively ended when he was in the town the first time.
Didn't end.
I think so. Then he has to go start the whole Tara process.
But he's still a Nazir. He could go drink wine if he wants.
No. He can't?
No, he can't.
Better
check it out. Yeah, come on. You drink it already on the Tainas?
Wow.
What's going on? So it's like, Yamara, Virab Yasev. Virab Yasev Omar, Olekim Omar Avuno. Ready for this one? You're going to fall off your chair. Rabbi Yosef holds a filu tumah v'tumah. Even if you touch tumah and you touch tumah again, you're still going to have double iser. And you have a real problem with that. Don't Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, so it's a machlokes in what Rav Huna said. No, so Shaya Yimei Beis Hakvaris, Voshita Lo Meis Umeis Achim, and Ogabai Chayiv, Amai, I'm a Tama Vekoyim. Why is Tama? He's standing in the original state of Tumo. Lav Shemami Nomer, Rav Huna, Afilu Tumo Vetumo. Here, big machlokes, like none of the Stodom that don't want to the Taina. But that's Pashin, that if you touch a mace, and then you come into the house of a maze that you're going to be over double Isser and you're going to get double Malkus. Because again, one is the Isser of Lo Yitame and one is Lo Yavoi. Right?
What are the opposites?
Yes, that too. Because it's not about Tomo, I believe. It's Yeah, no matter what, it's both. We spoke it out. It's also Lahipuch. It's also Vinapuch. Yeah, and then they say not like that. Because it's not, who said? From who?
He says, however, if another gets tumah from a maze, by any means, and then
don't worry,
it's
probably another ball.
Then you won't.
Then you don't get tumah.
Okay, could be. I don't think.
Probably another ball of bus. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. We're going right. Yeah. So what we have here?
He's saying that it's true. He's saying that no one on the bottom.
He says that you won't get it.
You don't get it by the first case of Itmar Amarav, you don't get enough.
If you touch the mace and then you went into the house, you don't get it.
Right.
It's only if you went into the house and then you touch the mace. That's what I'm saying?
According to this is the part you didn't get.
What did you say?
So Mulut Tumullah is in a case where you went
into
where you touched
the mace. You were coming already before. No.
No, you touched another mace.
No, you're mixing up the case.
Don't confuse me. I was right.
I got a chazer right.
Yeah, stick to being a lawyer. Yeah, so again, Clark. One more time. Are we clear? We have a machlaikis. If a guy touches a mace twice, is he getting malchus twice? That's push it. If, we'll go simple for him, if you went into the house of a mace and then you touch the mace, that's clear, you zichur would get to isur. The only machlaikis was if you touch a mace and touch a mace again. Right? That's the machlaikis. That's what he meant the whole time.
No.
Okay.
Yes. No, what's the house? And then you touch the mace, you get two.
That's not what he said.
What?
That's not what he said.
Read it right here.
I read it.
Okay, we'll fight about the notes after. We gotta go. Yeah, so Zukti Gemara Eisvei Abayo. Let's go. We only have a few minutes. Zukti Gemara Eisvei Abayo. Kayin Sherloi Meis Munachal Ksevoi Veshitloi Meis Sumeis Achem Renoga Boy Yochay Chayiv Tamloi Ma Veloi Chalos Mikdashal Ikov. B'mishin Mechul Yotzeh Shu Mechul Vaymi. The only time you're going to become Tomei is if you're not Mechul, right? If you're Mechul already, you're not going to have Toma. So what do you see? How could Rabbi Yosef say that you're going to get double malchus for tumah v'tumah if you touch a mace and touch a mace again? L'chir, it's only Misha Eina Mechul who now becomes a chol, right, from becoming tumah. But if it's already Mechul, he wouldn't have malchus. Omar Le, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaya, really? You want to play that game? You want to play the Brisa game? I'll raise you and bring you Mishnah. It's the same halach. Yeah, I'll raise you and bring you Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'tik shalach ma'as nison. It's nine. Oh, you're metamala. Unser Mishnah said, "Oh, you're metamala. Meisim kol ayoyim. Ain't a chayiv alachas. Omu loyal tetamal tetamah. Chayiv alachas vachas. V'amai. Oh, metamim v'koyim. You just told me that once you're in the status of tumah, you won't become tumah again. Well, elakash adadi zukimara. Elamai. There are stira. Vice. Forget the brisa and go after the mishnah. And now lochas talk is going to be that you're going to be chayiv on tumah v'tumah. We clear." So that's Pashit. If a guy has two different types of Tumah, he's going to get double Malkus. The question was, Tumah for Tumah, but in Machlekes, what Shitas Rav Huna? We brought a Braisa that said, L'chaira, you're not going to get Malkus, but the Mishnah, L'chaira, is Beferish, when the Mishnah is going to be that you're going to get Malkus. But now we have a Stira. So how are you going to answer up this Stira in the Mishnah Braisa? So Zukti Yamara, like Kasho, you can answer up the Stira in the Braisa, Kan b'chiburin, Kan shiloy b'chiburin. So what's chiburin and what's shaloi b'chiburin? Shaloi b'chiburin is what? If a guy, what? Shkayach. You're insulted? I'm sorry. I hope you're my. Yeah, again. God. I'm joking.
He's got the Old Testament.
So Zuk the Gemara again. So Zuk the Gemara. Should we stop here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop here. We'll finish this up.
Let's
see.
We
should stop here and do this tomorrow?
Yeah,
no.
Start it over.
We'll answer the stira. We'll answer the stira tomorrow. So again, we really had four stories. Yeah, we had four, so we had to give a break. Yeah, we had four sugyas. We had sugya number one, it was the makor, you had to cut off all the hairs. We had another sugya that discussed what? It discussed shilas off, if you had one hair left, two hairs left over. Then we had a sugya off, could the nozer use shampoo? Could he use dirt in his hair? Could he use a brush? Then we had a shayla, what if he has dirt that doesn't undo, doesn't knock out any hair? Then we got into the idea of a nozer whose can be either multiple isurim. We had a machlokes and shitas Rav Huna. And we said it's clear if he's tummy mace in oil and tomos mace, by mago he's zikr going to be chayv to isurim. What we said was we were unsure if he touches two meisim, is he going to be chayiv? We had a brayser that says he's going to be tar. We had a mishnah that said that you won't be chayiv. We had a mishnah that said that you're going to be chayiv too. We'll deal with tomorrow. We'll start up with what do you do with the halacha, with the stira in the mishnah, in the brayser, shkoyah.